Heavenly Father, from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation is from our epistle lesson, Revelation chapter 21, where John gives us that wonderful glimpse into heaven. And our text specifically, God sitting on the throne says, "Behold, I am making all things new." This is our text. Dear friends in Christ Jesus, our living Lord and Savior, I know that Lutherans are the frozen chosen. I know that we have to sit in the same exact seat every single week. Right, David? We always have to go to church at the same exact time every single week. Because if we're not at the 8 o'clock service, that's just not the right thing to do. But this week, I'd like to do something a little bit different. I'd like to ask your opinion, and I would actually like you to answer. When I ask the question, just raise your hand and answer the question. There's no wrong answers here. And so just share with us what you think. And the question is the one that Pastor Ganey asked a little bit, and you see it up there on the board. What do you think heaven is like? Anybody? Yes. It's like Eden. It's like the Garden of Eden. Ah, nice. Peaceful. Yeah, peaceful. Anybody else? Yeah.
Cheerful.
Yeah. You're not going to be sorrowful up there. This all cheerful. Yeah. Yeah, way back. It's going to be what?
Joyful.
Joyful? Yes. Absolutely joyful. Anybody else?
I think it's going to be more beautiful than our little human minds can even perceive it.
Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. Anything?
I have a little story.
Okay.
In first grade Sunday school, there was a little hymn that said to me one time in the middle of a lesson that had nothing to do with it. Is it going to be warm in heaven? And I thought, oh boy. And I said, well, whatever we think it's going to be, it's going to be even better than that. And he thought for a minute, he said, I'm definitely taking my trunk.
Anybody else? What do you think heaven is going to be like? Continual singing. You know, when I was a kid and a teenager, I was worried. I didn't want to be just singing all the time up in heaven. But for you musicians, that'll be great. I also put that question out on Facebook a few days ago, and I got some wonderful answers there. Some of them were just one-word answers. Amazing. Peacefulness. One person said sunshine and light constantly, which with the week we just had, that would be really, really nice. One person said beyond earthly words. Beyond earthly words. Yeah, we just can't comprehend. One said being in a perfect environment with God's best designs, spending time with my Savior, thanking and worshiping Him. One said, amazing beauty beyond our comprehension, kind of like what Rick said. And another said, a place of pure joy where I can hold all my heavenly babies at one time and see all of the people I love while being next to Jesus. And one of the things that I found interesting was that more than once, probably two or three times, the idea of being safe or being in a safe environment came up. And I had really never thought about that. I guess I feel pretty safe down here, but up in heaven, we're going to be even more safe and secure being with our God. And those are all some very, very interesting answers. And while we have all been Christians most of our lives, I think we would all agree that we really know very little about what heaven is going to be like. And part of the reason for that is because on this side of heaven, I just don't think we can really understand what it's going to be like. I mean, John, the author of the book of Revelation, he was lucky. He got to see into heaven. As he writes that book, it's like he is actually there up in heaven. And yet his description is really way beyond our comprehension. We have earthly minds. And so there is just no way that we can totally understand heavenly things. But John does give us this beautiful, beautiful glimpse, this little peek into what heaven is like. And one of the first things we learn from John is that there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. And again, exactly what that new heaven and new earth is going to be is hard for us to know this side of heaven. Whether it's literally going to be a new heaven and a new earth, two separate entities, or because if you look through the text, they're always mentioned together, new heaven and new earth. So is that just one place? We really just don't know. But the fact of the matter is, what the new heaven and new earth is going to be really doesn't matter, because we're going to be with God. We are going to be in perfect unity with God and with our fellow man. And there's not going to be any sin. So it doesn't matter what that new heaven and new earth are going to be like, just knowing that this old sinful place has been deteriorating since Adam and Eve sinned is going to be replaced by something brand spanking new, created by God, and that we're going to be with God. That's the big thing. Our text also says that the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people. You could just sit and ponder on that for hours. I mean, God is going to dwell with us. Really, a better translation for that would be, behold, the tabernacle of God is with man, and he will dwell with them, and they will be his people. You know, translating it that way would have reminded John's readers of the tabernacle that they made at Mount Sinai. Because that tabernacle at Mount Sinai symbolized God's presence among them. You see, above that tabernacle all the time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, was either a cloud of smoke or a pillar of fire at night. And when that cloud or pillar moved, that was their signal to pack up the tabernacle and move with it. And that cloud or that pillar led them for 40 years through the wilderness. It was God's sign of his real presence with them. Well, so for John to write that God is tabernacling among his people shows us that in heaven, we are going to be in the presence of the Almighty God. And we are going to see him in all of his glory. If we were to see that now as sinful people, we would be destroyed. We would die because we're sinful. But up in heaven, our sin is taken away, and we will be able to see the fullness of God's glory face to face with our own two eyes. And for me, that is just a wonderful, wonderful thing to do. The result of God dwelling with us, or him tabernacling with us, we see that in the next few verses, where John writes, and he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. You know, being with God himself is going to be so amazing. But the fact that God himself is going to wipe all the tears from our eyes, well, you know me, that's just going to result in And me having more tears. Oh, that's just the way it is. But of course, also along with that, there's no more death, no more mourning, no more crying, no more pain anymore. I mean, as we get older and older and we get all those aches and pains, we just get used to them. How many of you have aches and pains when you get up in the morning? Huh? Look at that. That's like half of us, okay? When you get to heaven, no more aches and pains. You'll be bouncing up in the morning and getting out of bed, and you'll be feel like a 20-year-old. Imagine feeling like a 20-year-old running around the bases again. You know, that's the way it's going to be. No more pain anymore. And all of that comes from the life, death, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He died for our sins. And those sins have been washed away. And so he has won for us eternal life. We have done nothing to contribute to that. We have done nothing to contribute to our salvation. Jesus has done everything. We have been absolute, total sinners. And he is the holy, perfect Son of God who laid down his life for us. So while we can't imagine what heaven is like, we know that it's going to be this amazing, amazing place. At the end of our text, it's actually a few verses after our text, so it's not in your folder and it's wasn't read today. But the next verse is right after our text. It says, "But as for the cowardly, the faithless, the detestable, as for the murderers, the sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars, their portion will be in the lake that burns with fire and sulfur, which is the second death." And you know, that kind of is a little bit scary for us, because I know I've lied a time or two. I've committed some of these sins listed here, and that's a little bit scary. But for John, what John is saying here is that there isn't going to be any sin in heaven. That the people listed here mentioned, they are totally faithless people. And the result of their lack of faith in Jesus is the fact that they will spend an eternity in hell. We may be sinners, and we may have done some of that stuff that is listed there in John. But the fact of the matter is, we are also people of faith. We have put our faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so the difference between us and them is the fact that we have faith and they didn't. And so Jesus has forgiven all of my sins so that we will be in heaven. I would encourage you over this next week to read through Revelation 21 and 22, where John does give us this beautiful glimpse into heaven. Just spend some time pondering what heaven will be like. One of the people that posted on my Facebook page made the comment, "I think this was just incredible. Made me stop and think and contemplate." To which I replied, "We all need to stop and think and contemplate now and then. And heaven is such a nice place to ponder in our minds. It doesn't get any better than that." And I think that's so true. Especially when we are confronted by the rotten things that happen in this world. When we're confronted by those aches and pains, and when we read about the latest mass murder. That is the exact best time to spend some time thinking and pondering and contemplating about what the joys of heaven are going to be like. In Jesus' name, amen. May the peace of God, which far surpasses all of our human understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.